It's time for the Taking Notes Podcast with Julian Robichaux and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, and welcome to episode 96 of the Taking Notes Podcast for Tuesday, March 10th, 2009. I am Bruce Elgort, here with
Julian Robichaux.
I thought you were going to say something like Julian GTD Robichaux.
Oh, I could, but that would be a lie.
That's true. Today, we spoke with Eric Mack of ICA.com, or eProductivity, and Chris Blatnick from IBM. And we talked about what, Mr. Robichaux?
Well, we talked about GTD. Those two guys are really kind of knee-deep in GTD. Eric Mack being someone who's written a template and worked on implementing GTD in Lotus Notes for years. And Chris Blatnick, who I guess sounds like a kind of a recent convert, right?
Yeah, I think, like Chris said in the show, he's been familiar with GTD for a long time. He's tried to implement, you know, portions of it, but I think he finally put it all together when he used the eProductivity template inside of Notes.
Right. So those guys really got explained it to me, I guess, because I don't know anything about GTD.
Well, you do now.
I do now, sure.
So,
and you will too once you listen.
Yeah, and there's lots of good stuff. I think it's about 45 minutes. I didn't play everything back yet because I haven't done any post-production yet. But have a listen. You'll learn about where to get a demo of the software, hear about the methodologies behind GTD and why it's like the most fascinating thing since sliced bread. So with that, we will bring you Eric Mack and Chris Blatnick. On the podcast today, we have Eric Mack from ICA.com. Eric, welcome back to the Taking Notes Podcast.
It's good to be back, Bruce.
And from IBM, we have Mr. Chris Blatnick. Chris, you haven't been on the podcast in a while. Welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thank you.
So, Chris, what are you going to be talking about later in the podcast with us?
I hope to be sharing a little bit of my passion for the eProductivity template and how it can support the GTD methodology, which I think is just a phenomenal productivity enhancement to your life. And I think Eric's going to share a little bit about what GTD is all about.
All right. So with that, because I know I'm familiar with GTD and you guys are, but I don't think Julian and a lot of people in the listening audience are. So Eric, take it away with what the heck is GTD?
All right. So GTD is a methodology that David Allen put together that allows you to work very differently and work more effectively by asking some fundamental questions about the work that you're doing and by changing the way you do things. And here are a couple key things that make up the GTD, the principles of the GTD methodology. Number one is acknowledging that your brain is a great place for having ideas and processing ideas, but it's a terrible place to park information. So one of the principles of GTD is to get things out of your head into a system that you can trust. Now, a lot of people adapt to that pretty quickly. They like the idea of getting it out of their head. The problem then is they don't get it into a system they trust, or they don't review it, and then they have an open loop. So the next part of the GTD methodology is to have a system that you can trust, a place where you can record, a list manager, if you will, where you can record projects and actions that you have commitments to work on, and so that you can go back and review them and work from them. One of the other aspects of the GTD methodology is not just getting things out of your head or getting them onto a system that you trust, but is the process of reviewing those items and organizing them. David Allen teaches something called the five stages of workflow. And that, Bruce, you're probably well familiar with this. I know you are, Chris. That starts out with collect, process, organize, review, and do. And each of those stages has various behaviors associated with it. to help you organize your work, break it down into small, minute, manageable next actions, and accomplish them. And Bruce, people are accomplishing extraordinary things. I have since learning this methodology long before it was called GTD.
Julian, you've never really come in contact with GT at all, right?
No, I've seen it before. I've seen the GTD acronym, and I've heard the 30-second kind of description of what it is. But I guess what I don't understand, and what you can explain to me, is why is this better than my email inbox plus a task list?
Ah, okay.
Good question.
What you have just described are two tools that you might use to support work. What GTD is a fundamentally different way of thinking about your work, and you happen to support it with tools. So the actual GTD methodology, Julian, is platform agnostic. You could use it, you could apply it just as easily with a piece of paper, with Lotus Notes, with Microsoft Outlook, did I just say that, or Google or something else. GTD as a thought process is platform agnostic. However, there are things you can do with various tools to greatly augment how you get things done.
Well, I was just going to say, maybe that's the part that I need some explanation of, because and I'm not the most efficient guy in the world, but I feel like I essentially get things done. You know, I check my calendar in the morning, and I look through the emails in my inbox, which gets kind of full after a while. But I don't. Maybe I just have to see it. I don't know. Convince me.
So let me take a little stab at this from a perspective of someone who's been doing GTD for a while and who is not nearly a black belt level like Eric is. I always thought the same thing, Julian, and I was very much a very productive person. I was getting a lot of things done. Problem was, over time, my project list was just continuing to escalate. There were just always things that there were kind of lurking in the background. And even though I was trying to capture those, they were scattered in all kinds of different places. And even if I had them captured, I didn't always have everything captured. So I had stuff on my mind. And as Eric says, you know, your mind's a great place for having these incredible ideas, but it's not very good as a storage and remembering system and a way to remind you at the appropriate time. So you'd wake up at 3 in the morning worrying about the fact that you have to go to the store and get cat food. And then you might, you know, be in the middle of the day thinking about some project that's not even related to what you're doing right now, but something else triggered that thought process. And so even though I had most of the things down in a place where I could find them and readily access them, and I had a good calendar to use, I found myself slipping on certain things here and there. And what GTD has allowed me to do is to just look at the process as a whole, all the work that I do, and target that a little bit better so that I decide everything that comes across my plate, is it a project? And this is a key to the GTD methodology that maybe Eric will talk about, but is it a project? Is it something that's going to take more than a couple steps? If so, it's actually a project, which I define. And then along with defining a project, I have to define the very next physical action that I need to take in order to move that project along. And then I record that project and that action on a series of lists. And as long as I make sure I capture every single thing that comes across my screen and my thought process, and I can trust that system not to lose things for me, I can check it at the appropriate times, and it just keeps me completely in the loop, and it keeps me very focused and centered and allows me to get things done more efficiently than I did before.
Well said, Chris.
I was going to say, it seems like GTD makes you give long answers.
Only if you're Eric Back or Chris Blatnick. David Allen would probably give you a much shorter answer.
I'm just joking, because it was funny when Julian said before, you know, I've heard the 30-second answer, so explanation. But, you know, Eric, so you've I'm gonna use the word capitalized. You've capitalized and created this e-productivity template for notes that does what?
So e-productivity makes implementing the getting things done methodology inside of Lotus Notes easy. I mean, that's our elevator pitch. Now, obviously, that elevator pitch would only appeal to somebody who lies at the intersection of people who are Notes users and people who already understand the value of implementing the GTD methodology. So if you're someone who understands what GTD can do for them or for their organization, then the most logical thing you end up going in pursuit of is a tool to support that process. And I designed eProductivity as that tool. It's an application. It runs as an upgrade to your Lotus Notes mail file, and it brings all of the GTD processes inside of your mail, calendar, and actions. And then it extends the reach into reference databases and other databases in Notes. So it really brings the methodology deep inside of Lotus Notes.
Mm-hmm. When did you start doing this, Eric? Because from I think the How I Met You was years and years ago, finding your ICA.com blog and talking about eProductivity, and it made no mention of GTD back then, I think. But when did you start working on this template, and how did it evolve, and what finally turned it into something that, and we'll talk about this later, that people can download and purchase and use?
Sure. Well, there's a short answer and a long one, Bruce. The short answer is I started working on what is now known as eProductivity in 2000. The long answer is that I actually started in the late 80s with project and action management systems. In fact, long before I met David Allen. So just to summarize that very quickly, in the late 80s, I did some training and development work for the Air Force and the Navy working around project and action management systems. And in fact, in those days, prior to the widespread use of PCs, we actually tracked actions. They were called suspenses on little 3x5 cards. And so there was one person, one computer. They would create the project, then delegate out the suspenses. They would be handed out to airmen or Navy individuals who would then execute the action, then bring it back to someone who would track it, much more of a traditional project management type system. Well, I took that ability and expanded it and built some very elaborate processing systems for myself. And then when I met David Allen in the early 90s and began consulting with him, he had hired me in those days to first implement a CC mail messaging system, and then we brought Lotus Notes into the organization. I showed him what I was doing with all of my project and action management systems. And in his day, he had a system called Managing Actions and Projects. That was the forerunner to GTD. He looked at my stuff and he said, are you able to sustain it? And the truth was, I wasn't, because every year I had to rewrite my systems thinking I needed to add one more feature. There was a really strong learning curve involved if anyone wanted to use the tool. I showed David Allen my tool. He shook his head, and I was quite happy with my tool. David was happy with his methodology. I actually worked with David for a long time before it clicked for me that what was missing from the application was the methodology. You see, I had built some very powerful project management systems for customers, but without the methodology, they weren't able to sustain it. Very much like what Chris said at the opening part of the show, I had great tools, but the process was lacking. I happened to be very fortunate that David had the process. And so in the course of serving David and his company, I went to a number of his seminars, began to understand the thought process behind it. And I really have to credit David as my mentor here in teaching me those processes. Jumping forward, Bruce, I developed the first version in 2000, showed it to David. He told me it was pretty bad. I developed the next version. He said it was a slight improvement, but still bad. I developed the next version, and he kind of looked at that and said, well, come back to me in 30 days if you're still using it, and then we'll look at putting it on my computer. And over the last many years, we have gone back and forth. And in the course of this relationship where I was developing the application, learned a lot about how to really embody the GTD methodology deep inside of Notes.
Okay, now, someone like me, if I want to get started, I mean, Chris, did you get started by taking Eric's template and just loading it up and going, or is there, you know, what? How do I get going on this?
Chris, do we tell Julian about the initiation process, or do we keep that till later?
We'll keep that as a surprise.
Oh no!
Okay.
We'll give you the easy G-rated version. So the beauty of eProductivity, one of them is that, of course, this is Lotus Notes. So quote installing the application is just a matter of putting the new template over on top of your mail file. So it's a matter of replacing the design. If you had no idea what you were doing and you are a basic Lotus Notes user, you could still do this. Eric and his team have written up a very nicely detailed document on exactly step-by-step what you need to do in order to install eProductivity. And it's a couple-minute process. You come in, you come out, and then you can start using the application. So I think one of the powerful things about eProductivity, and I've actually introduced this to several people and suggested they try it out, even if you have no idea of what the getting things done methodology is all about, I would of course encourage you to go out and buy the book, and that's what the book is called, Getting Things Done by David Allen. I would encourage you to buy the book and start going through that. But even if you didn't know anything about the methodology per se, you could actually jump into eProductivity, and I think it's very, very smooth and seamless and pretty intuitive how these things work, so that you could actually start getting some benefits out of the application almost immediately. And if you are a GTD practitioner, then you understand the various things that Eric has built in from a methodology standpoint. And the word that I keep going back to when discussing this with people that know GTD is frictionless. I can now process the things that are coming into my email, the things that I have to deal with on a project and task basis, incredibly quickly, and get about my work rather than doing email.
You know, it's interesting, Chris, you mentioned you distinguished between people who knew the methodology and people who didn't. When we first did the work group pilot, which ran for 1 year after the 6-month beta period, during that 1 year pilot, initially we would only accept people who knew the GTD methodology. And in fact, we were looking for people who had used GTD for 2 years or more. And then we had a customer contact us and say, you know, I'd like to use this, but I've only learned about David Allen and GTD through your website. Would you still allow our organization to use it? And so I did that as an experiment. And that experiment changed my understanding of how people are using the template, because in fact, what happened is the template, designed from the ground up to reinforce GTD, was also an excellent teaching tool, reinforcing those habits. So now, as you described, we have a lot of users all day who are downloading, applying the template to their mail file, and they're off and running. If they have the benefit of the methodology, which I always would recommend starting with first, then they go further. But if not, they can really do quite a bit right out of the box, so to speak.
I think if you really wanted to get started, Julian, and weren't sure what you're getting into, obviously there's a ton of information out on the web about GTD and getting things done, so you can get some overviews of the methodology without actually reading in the book. And then as far as taking a look at what eProductivity is all about before you even install it, Eric has a series of videos out on the blog which are very nice and well detailed about the various pieces and parts of eProductivity and how they work. So how you process incoming mail, how you work with your projects and your tasks, how you work with the Today view, for example. So those are really good ways to get a feel for what eProductivity is all about without very much investment on your part from either changing your mail template or going out and buying the book or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You know, when I first downloaded and applied the eProductivity template to my mail file, you know, without really knowing the methodology, and I think, Eric, we did this a while back. It was probably one of your prototypes. Not knowing the methodology, I looked at it and it was like, okay. Then actually just learning a little bit about the methodology, I listened to the audiobook, I didn't read the book. It finally just all clicked, because now when I use your template, or the template, the eProductivity template, everything is kind of right in place. It's very hard to describe, but it's very natural for me to process things in my inbox, things in my lists, and so forth. It's worth, I think, anyone who's listening to the podcast here to, I guess, download a trial. You have a trial version of your product?
Yes, there are two things that they can do. The first thing you can do is you can go to eProductivity.com. You can download the evaluation database. And what that is, Bruce, is a fully standalone database preloaded with email and actions and projects to process. So download it, open it, and go. And each item in that database, there are about 15, teaches you a specific function. So in about 10 minutes, you can learn a great deal about e-productivity and getting things done inside of Notes. Then when you're done, just delete the database. If you choose to go to the next step, as apparently you and Chris jumped ahead, you can actually just download the template and apply that to your mail file and work with your own live data. So you have two ways to go. Right now, about 95, maybe a little higher, 95% of our users are non-technical end users. So they go through the process, they download it, they self-install, they self-configure, and they're up and running.
Yeah, it's very hard to describe unless you learn a little bit about the methodology and, again, watch the download the demo database that Eric has on the site. I think that helped put everything in perspective as opposed to trying to do what Chris and I did, and that's just, you know, forge ahead and think, you know, because we're super geeks, right? We know
right.
all. But
well,
go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'll tell you one of the things about e-productivity and GTD in general, but e-productivity, I would venture to say that 80% or more of the people that are listening to this podcast that are using Lotus Notes, they use their inbox as their workplace.
Parking lot.
Right. That and yeah. So what they do is, if I would go across and survey my colleagues on my team, for example, most of them have several hundred emails sitting in their inbox. So there's stuff constantly coming in. They keep going back to the same emails over and over again and reading them and then saying, you know, I'm not going to do anything with that right now. And so it becomes this giant amorphous blob of stuff. Some of it's reference. Some of it's things that are actionable. Some of it's things that they don't need at all. But they keep expending tons of mental cycles every time they look at that giant thing. Not only is it stressful to look at that giant box with 900 unread email messages, but how do you figure out what to do when you're looking at that giant thing? So one of the tenets of GTD is the fact that you get your inbox, whether it's a physical inbox or an email inbox, is just simply that. It's that initial place where stuff goes until you process it. And then you have to go through and systematically process it and figure out on each one of those things what to do. And Eric talked about the different stages of workflow. And when I look at this particular email that just came in from one of my colleagues, do I do it? Do I defer it? What action do I take? And then I get it out of my inbox. So every day it's awesome because I can walk away with a completely blank inbox, knowing that all the work I actually have to do is listed on the appropriate lists. And that's what the beauty of GTD and e-productivity is all about.
Well, now,
you know, the system... Go ahead, Julian.
I was going to say, is this the same thing as Inbox Zero?
Well, not really, because the goal here is not to get your inbox empty, although that's certainly part of the process. The goal here is to focus on the actions that will move your committed projects forward.
Yeah, and I mean, if you just try to, if your goal is just to get your inbox to zero, that's
pretty
easy. We can
certainly help you do
accomplish.
That.
Select
yeah,
all, delete. Yeah.
But I'm sure that everybody can find one person in their workplace that is extremely beyond crazily organized, but doesn't mean that they're necessarily productive, and that doesn't necessarily mean that they are providing value to the organization like other people. So there could be a complete difference between being organized and being productive.
Okay, but this is somehow different than just taking your emails and putting them in folders.
Absolutely. It's about making sure that you're making the appropriate decision on what has to happen to every one of those emails that come in.
And you make the decision at the front end, first time you look at it.
Okay. Now, is there also some kind of psychological hurdle I have to retrain myself?
Well, see, that's where the template eProductivity application really makes things easy for you, because it presents you with the options at the time that you're handling the email or the project or the action. And so the metaphor is really about deciding sooner. You know, you're going to decide about that stuff at some point. The question is, do you want to look at it 12 times in your inbox or wherever you've collected it from? Or do you want to decide, get it onto a list you trust, and then work from those lists?
Yeah, the way I see most people work is you come in the morning, and the first thing you might do, you get your cup of coffee, and then you open up your inbox. And you immediately start working from the inbox. And there's no I've seen people just decide whether they work on a particular task in a given day is just based on either the urgency or it's the email that just came in right now. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason for how they tackle those kind of things. So when you can actually take the appropriate steps to process those emails from your inbox onto a list, then you can actually go and work off of those lists. So when I come in the morning, I don't necessarily blast right into my inbox. But what I do is I go look at my list, my context list, which basically define where I can do this work. I look at my at computer list.
Right. And yeah, watch YouTube, get on Slashdot.
Exactly, yeah. Right? So I scan through that and decide what the important task is that I need to be working on, and then I can dive into that. So I'm not letting email dictate what I'm working on. I make that choice based on having the right information right at my fingertips.
Okay. Well, if all of this just kind of works out of your inbox, what's the magic there? What is the secret ingredient that makes all this work?
Lowering unconscious resistance. One of the things that David Allen taught me years ago was this concept of unconscious resistance. If you have a process that you have to do and it takes even one more step, one click, one extra inch of dragging more than you believe it needs to do, you will unconsciously resist doing it. And so let me give you an example. Let's say you're using Vanilla Notes and you want to create a project or a calendar or whatever. You have to copy it or select file or copy into, and you have to go through all of these steps, sometimes 8, 9, 10 steps to get something done. How often do you think you're going to want to do that consistently? You may do it because you know it needs to get done, but unconsciously there's a resistance to it. And so the bottom line is quickly you begin storing things in your head, storing things on a post-it note, writing things down outside of your system because, in fact, your system doesn't work for you. It's not trusted. So the idea about lowering unconscious resistance is to do two things. Number one is to present the most logical option to the user at all time. Obviously, I didn't invent that concept. But number two is to find a way to make this task as easy as possible. Let me give you a couple quick examples. So I explained earlier that one of the tenets of GTD is to get things out of your head and get them out quickly. So there are tools inside of eProductivity that allow you to capture things onto a list from anywhere on the system. And in fact, if you extend that using ActiveWords, I know, Chris, you're a big fan of ActiveWords. If you use ActiveWords and or GyroQ, two outstanding third-party capture tools, we've made it possible that you can even capture stuff onto your lists even when Lotus Notes isn't running. So that's a way that we lower the resistance of getting something into your system and processing it. Now, in terms of managing projects and actions, you can imagine very quickly, how do you keep track of which actions went with which project and so on? Well, we've found a way inside of Lotus Notes to let you link those actions with the related projects while still preserving the integrity of those documents, so you can sync them to your BlackBerry or third-party PDA or any other application. So the lowering unconscious resistance is probably the key secret sauce, if you will, about everything that drives what goes on in eProductivity.
That's exactly why I've been so excited about the eProductivity software. I mean, I'm not speaking as an IBM employee here, just as a passionate user. I've been doing GTD for several years, and I've tried different systems with varying degrees of success. And I talked a little bit about this on my blog a couple weeks ago. I, at one point in time, built a kind of customized template within my mail file, and that was working pretty well for me. I've gone back and forth between various web-based systems, and even when I came to IBM, didn't necessarily want to jump in and start customizing anything right away. So I started utilizing just a paper planner. So I went all analog, and the varying levels of success was all because I didn't have that perfect, smooth, frictionless system that Eric refers to. I did always have some little area that was causing me to decide in certain instances not to capture something or not put it into my system. And so I've been so excited about eProductivity since I've installed it, because it just does exactly what I would, as I was trying to go through the thought process, it does exactly what I would expect a system that supports GTD fully to do. So when I get an email, it's just so easy to decide, you know what, this really needs to become a task and it should go on my waiting for list. And I can simply drag that right out of the inbox onto the navigator that says waiting for, and it automatically brings up the task form where I can fill out a couple details, and it saves that, seamlessly links it with the appropriate mail. If I want to reference that off for later, I can just drag it to the other side. So it's all about being just so quick to process everything that I have coming in at me that I can stay on top of things much better than I ever have. And now I feel like I do have a completely trusted system. And I've already, in the last few weeks since I've been using eProductivity, I've just seen my levels of GTD goodness go up.
Chris, before we move on to something called the weekly review, how do you handle things that fall outside the scope of email?
So,
like your wife asks you to do a couple things.
Exactly. So I have a couple different other, you know, collection mechanisms. I use Gmail for my personal email. So I have stuff coming in there. And then I also have a physical inbox. I've got all my bills coming in. I've got things that my wife's always giving me, post-it notes on, you know, fix this, fix that, do that. So I just basically take those and I collect them. And when I'm in processing mode and I make time to just process, and that's not necessarily to do things unless it's 2 minutes or less and then you do it. But when I'm in processing mode, I may be blasting through all the stuff in my Lotus Notes email. Then I'll hop over to Gmail. If there's anything in Gmail that needs to become a project or a task, I go over into eProductivity then and I just manually enter that in. It's still very easy to do. And the same thing with my physical inbox. I process through that. And if I've got something from my wife that says, you know what, we need to go fix the baseboard in the playroom, then I just simply go into eProductivity and add that as an action or a project.
And I know your wife. She gives you a lot of things to do. So
that's the biggest list I have. Yes,
yeah, when I was over here.
Do you have an at barn context, Chris?
Yeah. I do not. Yeah, I'm avoiding
Chris
the at barn
horses.
Context.
Chris and Maria have horses and a lot of other things too. But so what about the weekly review? You know, tying it all together.
Well, wait, Bruce, before you go there, I want to just touch on 2 points.
The barn?
Before the barn. Chris, earlier when you were talking enthusiastically about eProductivity and stuff just being there, would you say that a claim that we make works for you? And that is, we talk about eProductivity makes getting things done in Lotus Notes fast, productive, and fun. And I heard you, it sounded like you were even smiling when you were describing, you know, how addictive it's become to keep your system clean and organized.
It is cool. I mean, I've always liked the drag and drop mechanism, and I like to build that into my applications as well. I mean, drag and drop is one of those things that not necessarily immediately intuitive. You have to be shown it once, but once you're shown it, it becomes like incredibly powerful. And that's what this is all about. Once you figure out that you can go into your inbox and simply drag that document to the left or drag that document to the right, it's even though inbox zero is not the ultimate goal, it's a pretty darn good feeling every day. It's hard to describe, but it's a great feeling when you have that completely cleared out, especially when you hear your colleagues complaining about how they have hundreds of unread messages and they can't even figure out where to go. And I don't have that problem.
Hey, Chris, one thing you mentioned that I'd like for you to describe a little bit further, maybe Eric, you know, you said the concept of dragging to the right or to the left. The user interface that's provided in eProductivity, right, has a column on the left and right that has the inbox context or something else in the middle, and then it has another column on the right-hand side. Can you explain what's in those three quote-unquote columns and what they each do?
Go for it, Chris. I'd love to get it from your perspective.
Okay, so yeah, eProductivity basically broken into to three panes, and I think there's some customization that you can do in various ways, but out of the box, it's primarily going to be these three panes here. On the left-hand side, you have your, let's call it Navigator, but it's much more than just your inbox and your drafts and things like that. It's your area where you've got all of the lists and projects. They're basically links to all the various views, which show you your projects and the different action lists you have. And again, another fundamental tenet of GTD is that you don't just have a single to-do list, but you build to-do lists that are based around the context in which you're working. So you have perhaps an at computer list. Those are the things that you can do when you're physically sitting at your terminal. You have an at errands list, the things that you need to do when you're running around to Home Depot and Walmart and those kind of things. You have an at phone list. So this is all the stuff I need to do when I'm at the phone. And so by breaking these things up into the context, it allows you to make very good use of those little windows of time here and there where you're not sure, you know, I just was going to this meeting, I found out it was canceled, another meeting was scheduled in its place, but it's not starting for 10 minutes. Well, what do I do in that 10 minutes? I could go chat with the coworker down the hall or just hang out and drink coffee, or I could whip out my BlackBerry, go to my at phone list, and start making some calls. And since I've got everything captured into my system and I've got it right there handy with me, I can be productive every moment of the day. And if I choose to just take that 10 minutes to relax, I can feel confident that I've captured everything else and I can go about doing that. So the right hand or the left hand side has all of those action lists. And if I wanted to take, again, as an example, an email that came in, maybe Bruce, you sent me an email and said, hey,
you dragged that one to the trash, right?
Exactly. I have a rule that automatically does that. But so Bruce says, you know what? We need to do some training on X pages. When can we get that scheduled? So then I would process, when I was going through and process that email, I would decide, okay, is this actually a project? Is it going to take more than one step? Or is it just a single action that I could take? Maybe I decide that this is a project. We're going to put a whole X pages seminar together that we're going to take around the country. So I can simply drag that email over to the projects link on the left-hand side, and it's going to automatically bring me up into a projects form, copies all of that email rich text and all into this new form and allows me to fill out the project name, define the type of project it is if I choose to set it up that way. I can give it some other parameters like when it's due and the start date. And then I can just go from there, and it'll actually be very helpful in that I want to make sure whenever I set up a project that I also set up a next action for it, so the system will prompt me to create a next action. So it also supports the process. So I don't actually forget something. I don't want to create a project without defining what the next action is, and eProductivity always reminds me how to do that. So that's the left-hand side of the screen. The right-hand side of the screen is, the middle section of the screen is just your inbox or whatever view you are currently in. And then the right-hand side of the screen provides you with another little navigator with some handy quick links that will automatically allow you to link a particular email when you drag it over there to an existing project, to link that email to an existing action, or to file it as a reference into one of the folders that you may have in the system. So literally, you can process everything in your inbox from either a drag to the left or a drag to the right.
So the process of tying, you know, Chris has shared how he uses eProductivity, but the key to all of this is not just getting it into a system you can trust, though that is the piece people struggle with greatly. The next component is working from your lists, and Chris shared a little bit about how he does that. And then finally, you've got this weekly review process that David talks about. If you talk to any GTD-er, and Chris, unfortunately, I am not a black belt. I fall down all the time. The good news is that I know how to get back up. And if you talk to any GTD-er, the bane of the process that they will describe is this thing called the weekly review. They will all tell you that it is such a wonderful feeling to do a weekly review. But for them, it is usually so process oriented and tedious that they just dread it and they don't do it. In fact, I tease people. I say, are you doing a weekly review, W-E-A-K-L-Y? And most of them will nod their head in shame. So what we did with eProductivity, by having the GTD methodology built inside of Lotus Notes, and I should digress for just a quick moment, the reason we replaced the mail file is not because eProductivity is about processing your mail. But by doing so, we can get hooks into the way that you work inside of Lotus Notes. We can touch your calendar, your task list, your email, your reference databases, and any other databases in your workspace. So we become part of your workflow with the GTD methodology. So now when it comes time to do your weekly review, you click on that little icon there and you launch the weekly review coach. And what the weekly review coach does is it walks you through the process of getting a weekly review done. And not only does it do that, but because it already has all of your stuff in one place, it presents to you the relevant stuff as you go through the process. So when you're going through it and it says, take a look at last week's calendar, boom, it brings up last week's calendar. It says, take a look at your open projects, boom, it displays the open projects. It asks you to review your checklist. It goes off into your reference database, pulls up your checklists, and presents them to you. So the point is, it's constantly walking you through the process as if you had one of David Allen's coaches sitting next to you.
You guys covered a lot. Eric, a couple things. You and David spoke at Lotusphere, right?
We did. It was a lot of fun.
And I heard it. I was at the Birds of a Feather. I wasn't able to attend the session, but I heard it was well attended. Lots of great information. I'm also looking at eProductivity.com, and one thing I noticed was that you have this very good looking thing that says GTD enabled, David Allen. What exactly is that little emblem about?
We are the only software application to get David Allen's seal of approval, if you will, and that's called GTD enabled. I should qualify that. We're the only Lotus Notes application. There is one other application for Outlook that also, I imagine, will get that at some point. But GTD enabled means that David has personally spent a great deal of time, the better part of a year plus many, many years of review, engaged with the product as my client and using it, and has finally come to a point where he says, you know what, this product is something I'm willing to, well, I'll give you the benchmark. The benchmark was, he said, Eric, if I'm doing coaching for a client, and he charges an awful lot to do that, if I do coaching for a president of a company and I walk in and the guy wants this tool, can I walk the guy through setting it up on his own? And that was the standard. And David said, great.
And speaking of David Allen, now there was actually a GTD summit recently, wasn't there? Or there's coming up or something?
That actually comes up this week.
Oh, okay.
That's in San Francisco. David is bringing together some of the top thought leaders in the world on various topics. David will be keynoting with Guy Kawasaki first thing Thursday morning. And Chris and I are both going to the summit, and we'll be blogging about the process. Well, Chris will be blogging. I'll probably be pretty busy moderating and doing other stuff.
So cutting to the chase, we talked about eProductivity. It's a template available today from your company, right, ICA, or at eProductivity.com.
Correct.
There's a couple things. Let's just go over, if your company is interested in buying it, you can email who to say you listened to the Taking Notes podcast to get what?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. Okay.
Of course, yeah.
So here's my email address. It's eric.mack@ica.com. And if you email me, I'll give you a very special offer. If you want to learn about the software itself, go to eProductivity.com. You can click on the Getting Started button, and everything you need to know is right there.
Mm-hmm. Julian, any final questions for our very special guests?
No. I think my next step is I need to download the template, right?
Maybe my next action.
Got to use the right words, otherwise people know right away that you're a newbie.
Oh, they'll know. But it sounds like there's a little bit of research I need to do too. I can't just download the template, then boom, I'm done. I have to.
Not
kind of
really.
Understand.
You know what? If you just go to the website and watch the video, you'll be up in 40 minutes. You'll be set to go.
It's got one of those spirals that spins around, and you watch it, and you know those round spiral things.
That's right. And then we just, you know, impose thoughts on your mind. Exactly. No, but seriously, just go to the website eproductivity.com. Click on Getting Started, watch the video, and I would encourage probably the best $8 you'll ever invest is go buy that Getting Things Done book by David Allen. It has all the details of the methodology, or as Bruce did, the audiobook if you want to listen to it in your car.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely. I would just add to that if you can read the book, decide that it's not for you in terms of embracing this whole methodology, even if you don't, there are so many awesome tidbits in there that can help you improve your productivity. And a great example of that is the 2-minute rule. If you can do it in 2 minutes or less, you do it, and then you work on other. And if you can't, then you do something else with it. So if you just implement even little bits and pieces of the GTD methodology without going whole hog on the thing, you can still really raise your productivity to a whole nother level.
Just for some background information, we did speak with Eric and David Allen on episode 92 back on December 14th in 2008, so a couple months ago, and that was a great interview. If you haven't heard that one, I'd like, on behalf of Julian and myself, to thank you, Eric, and you, Chris, for, you know, attending, I don't even know, participating in episode, is this 96? I forgot already, but it's been a while, and we apologize for that, but... thanks again, guys, for being on eproductivity.com for information about the template that we talked about today. And email Eric, ERIC.MACK@ICA.com?
Correct.
And Eric will let you in on some special stuff, whatever that may be.
Great. Why don't we just make it 50% off? We're actually going to do a 2-for-1 at the summit tomorrow. People are going to find out about it. So if any of your listeners want to do that, they can do that and contact me.
Okay. Julian, any parting words for our special guests?
No. You know what? Since I have both you guys on Skype, I'll give it a shot, and I'll call you up if I have any questions.
Great. So the next one of the upcoming podcasts, Bruce, will be you interviewing Julian. Maybe you and Chris should interview Julian, and I'll sit back and listen about his experience.
Right, but at that point, I'll be so efficient that the podcast will last like 30 seconds.
Go ahead and rub it in. It's okay.
All right, so just a couple parting words. Eric, you're on Twitter, right?
I am on Twitter, Eric Mack.
That's your Twitter name, and Chris Blatnick?
Yes, sir. That's it.
That's your Twitter name, and you have a blog called Interface Matters.
Yes, sir. And I'll be blogging this week on the GTD Summit and all the good stuff I learned there. So
it's my job to plug you. You don't plug yourself, my friend. I'm joking, okay? And Julian Robichaux is J. Robichaux, right, on Twitter?
Yep, that's me.
NSFtools.com. Well, that's it. It's a wrap. Thanks again, guys, and we look forward to... people downloading the template and asking lots of questions and hopefully being a heck of a lot more productive. And one thing that we didn't say is one line that was in David's book that I like is mind like water, right?
Mm.
So
that's
cheers.
The state that you get to when everything's on your list out of your head and you're able to choose what to focus on or not without the nagging distractions of or a gnawing sense of anxiety, as David would say, of not having everything clearly defined.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this one thought, Bruce.
Go ahead.
You can only feel good about what you're not doing when you know what you're not doing. And that comes from David. Yeah. There you go.
Yep. I think I saw David Twitter that yesterday or the day before. All right, that's a wrap. We can talk forever. Take care.